From Hollywood, the Judy Canova Show. Brought to you each week by the Colgate Palm Olive Peat Company, makers of Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair. And the new 1948 Super Suds with extra suds for extra whitening. The Judy Canova Show with Mel Blanc, Ruby Dandridge, Joe Kearns, Gail Gordon, Jess Kirkpatrick, Hans Conried, The Sportsman, Charles Dant and his orchestra, and starring Judy Canova.
I've just written a love song. It's got everything. A simple sort of a ditty anyone can sing. Now there's a chance that you may think my love song is absurd, but whether or not you like it, you remember every word. I'm in love, 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 I'm in love. I'm in love, 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 I'm in love. I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love. I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love with you.
Say, Judy, I saw an interesting item in the paper about you.
Yeah, what item was that, Howard?
Well, the paper said you were going to be interviewed by Lancelot Buckingham, the famous English news columnist.
Oh, yeah, Howard. He's coming to the house for dinner. And all week I've been practicing drinking tea like this.
Oh, Judy. Well, what's the idea of extending your little finger like that?
Well, where else can you hang the wet tea bag? Hey, you know something, Howard? Them Englishmen sure fussy about the way they serve food. They say, for example, when serving meatballs, don't roll them into the dining room. Be stylish. Bat them in with a tennis racket.
Say, Judy, what is this Lancelot Buckingham going to interview you about?
All about my career in radio and the movies. Hey, you know, it's funny RKO never signed up a dramatical actress like me. Look at Loretta Young. She ain't even a farm girl, and she won an Academy Award for The Farmer's Daughter. The Farmer's Daughter. I still don't understand how they made that story into a picture.
Well, Judy, I've got to run along. Good luck with your dinner tonight.
Thanks a lot, Howard. Hey, Geranium, how are you coming with the dinner?
Oh, fine, Miss Judy. That Englishman will certainly enjoy the chicken hors d'oeuvres, just so that chicken will sure tickle his palate.
How do you know?
I forgot to take out the feathers.
Well, of course, now look, that ain't the main dish. I gave you the menu, Geranium.
Well, I know, Miss Judy, I got it right here.
Well, I want to make sure about everything. Do you know how to fix an English stew?
Oh, sure, just walk him around the block until he's sober.
Well, we got to be awful careful what we feed Mr. Buckingham. I was told that it doesn't take much to give him indigestion.
Oh, don't worry about me, honey. Why, once I got a $25 prize for a recipe I dreamed of.
You did? What was it?
Well, it was special meatballs, bubbled with Tabasco sauce, chili, red pepper, and garnished with salami and horseradish.
So who gave you the prize?
The makers of Alka-Seltzer.
Oh, that's the back door, Dream. I'll get it.
Hello. 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 Hello, ugly. Hello.
Well, it's our Hepcat grocery boy, Jivin' Joe. Hello, Joe. Why do you look so happy today?
Well, I think my luck will change its course. I've put my money on a real fast horse. Whip, fiddly-doo-dah.
can you keep up with your work and still play the races?
Well, my boss asked me that, and he raised the storm. He caught me wrapping groceries with his racing form.
Say, Geranium, have you seen Pedro?
No, Miss Judy, why?
Well, just to be on the safe side with Mr. Buckingham's dinner tonight, I sent him downtown to get some sodium tablets. I wonder what's keeping him.
Senorita, here I am. I got the sodium tablets.
Well, that's fine, Pedro, but what took you so long?
Well, Senorita, my car is awful slow. Gullies, on the way downtown, my car was so slow, I had to get out twice and make payments on it.
Pedro, listen, tonight when Mr. Buckingham comes here, I want you to act as butler. You know what to do?
No, Senorita, I never bottled in my life.
Well, look, when Mr. Buckingham arrives, you take his hat, then you ask him if he'd like to visit the powder room so he can clean up.
Oh, Senorita, that's silly.
That's silly. Why?
I already cleaned up the powder room.
And Paige, when he goes to sit down at the table, do you know what to do?
Oh, see. Just like when I am with my girl, when she goes to sit down at the table, I always pull out the chair. But I waste an awful lot of time.
Doing what?
Picking her up off the floor. I will go now, Senorita. Hasta luego.
Hey, shalombago to you too, Pedro.
Mr. Manfield's here to see you.
Hello, Judy. I thought I'd have a talk with you before Mr. Buckingham arrives for dinner.
Oh, gee, I'm glad you came over, Mr. Manfield. I've been figuring out what I'd say during the interview.
Well, Judy, I wouldn't advise you to tell about your farm life. I don't think it would make a good impression.
Well, why not? I learned everything I knew on the farm. Oh, gee, willikers, I even learned a rumba there when I was only 12 years old.
Rumba? Who taught you?
Nobody. I drove a tractor that had a loose seat. Sorry, Bob. I'm a farm girl, and I'm proud of it. Well, I was raised on three kinds of milk, pasteurized, homogenized, and terrorized.
Terrorized milk? What kind is that?
It's from discontented cows that didn't want to let go. Unreal thing.
But, Judy, I want Mr. Buckingham to think you're sophisticated, cultured. Forget you came from Cactus Junction. Tell him anything. Pretend you're a native Californian. By the way, what is a native Californian?
Mr. Manfield, a native Californian is a girl from Dubuque, Iowa, who comes to California and marries a man from Racine, Wisconsin, gets knocked down by a car from Chicago, Illinois, and is picked up by a Boy Scout in Glendale who came from Providence, Rhode Island.
Well, Judy, the important thing is that you make a good impression, even if you have to tell a few white lies. Now, is everything set for the dinner?
Oh, yeah, I even got some sodium tablets for Mr. Buckingham's indigestion. Here, have one.
Have one? Why, Judy, you got the wrong tablets. These tablets are sodium pentothal.
Sodium pentothal? What's that?
That's the so-called truth serum. It makes people tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
Nothing but the truth? Golly, I took one.
Judy, this is awful. Why did you take those tablets without consulting me? Why are you so headstrong?
Well, don't worry. Tonight I won't be headstrong. I'll be just as weak-minded as I always am.
Suds. It's extra suds from Super Suds. Extra suds for fighter duds. The Super Suds of 48 is the sudsiest Super Suds to date. No soap in the world can wash clothes whiter, get out more dirt, wash colors brighter. Just one box fills a truck with suds. Boy, how those suds make cleaner duds. With Super Suds, sudsing mite, you need no bleach to get wash white.
Colgate Palmolive Pete made the new 1948 Super Suds. The sudsiest and the best of all time. No other soap in the world can wash clothes whiter or get out more dirt. So why don't you buy a box of new 1948 Super Suds and carry home a truckload of suds?
Super Suds now gives more suds, extra suds for whiter duds. No other soap can wash clothes whiter, get out more dirt or wash them brighter.
Now back to Judy Canova, the sportsman. And ooh, look at there, ain't she pretty?
I've got a new pink gingham dress and pretty ribbons on my pigtails, too. Got me some yellow high-button shoes and cotton stockings striped red and blue. I'm all set for Saturday night. Boy, won't I be a wow when I walk through the square with my nose in the air. I can just hear the fellows now.
Ooh, look at that, ain't she pretty?
Ooh,
look at her, she's a beauty.
Look at the hair, look at the curls.
Yes, yes.
Look at the teeth, look at the pearls.
Ooh, look at that, ain't she pretty? Oh, she looks like a beautiful wax doll. And you are bound to fall. I like the dress. I like the hose.
I like the hat. I like the pose.
Ooh, look at that. Ain't she pretty?
Oh, you beautiful doll. You great, big, beautiful doll.
Won't put your arms about me. You never live without me.
Oh, you beautiful doll, you great, big, beautiful doll.
If you ever leave me, how my heart will ache. I'd like to squeeze you, but I fear you'd break.
Oh, oh,
wow.
Now I am telling you it's true. Look at that, ain't she pretty?
Oh, you're pretty too.
Ooh, look at that, she's a beauty.
You're just saying that cause it's true.
One night's blue, the other is black.
When he hit me, I hit him back.
Ooh, look at there, boy, she sure is pretty. She's so pretty, she looks like something out of this world.
How far out?
And won't you ever fall?
Do you like the dress? You like the hose?
We like the shoes, but look at those holes.
Ooh, look at them.
Look
at that rain. Well, so far the truth tablets haven't taken full effect on Judy, but Mr. Manfield fears the worst as he and Judy and Lancelot Buckingham are about to sit down to dinner.
Miss Canova, I look forward to a holiday meal with great anticipation.
What'd you say?
I said I look forward to a home-cooked meal with great anticipation.
Oh, gee, that's fine, Mr. Buckingham. I'm glad you like home cooking.
Oh, yes, it'll be a real treat. I've been on my own so long, I can hardly wait to sit down.
Pedro, pull out Mr. Buckingham's chair.
Gee.
Gracious, I didn't know I'd be on my own so soon.
I'm sorry that happened, Buckingham.
So am I.
Oh, forget it, me dear. In the presence of such a charming hostess, I can forgive anything. By the way, do I smell Christmas night?
Well, I don't know. I never been near you on Christmas night.
That's a very funny joke. Ha, ha, ha. I haven't got it yet, but I'm sure I will in time.
Buckingham, do our American ways seem strange to you?
Oh, they do, my boy. They do, indeed, indeed, they do. But I've been trying to acquaint myself with your customs by reading some of your favorite literature.
Yeah, what you been reading?
The Sears Roebuck Catalog. It was a trifle dull in the stove department, but it brightened up in ladies' lingerie. The long underwear was rather a letdown.
Well, I'm sure glad that you like it in this country, Mr. Buckingham. I loved it over in your country, over in England.
Oh, thank heaven the truth tablet isn't working yet.
Were you in England, Miss Canova?
I sure was. My father came from a title family.
Really? Did he have a coat of arms?
He sure did. And a trouser of legs, too. I remember the many, many summer days I played cricket.
You played cricket? What position?
I was left hind leg. Well, I was.
Miss Canova, Mr. Manfield tells me that you're a member of an honorary scholastic society.
That's right, I sure am.
Well, there, Phi Beta Kappa.
No, Uncappa Coca-Cola. Now, of course, that was back in Cactus Junction.
Oh, good heavens, the truth tablets are beginning to work.
Did you say Cactus Junction? Oh, yes, yes, of course, that must be your summer home. Tell me, do you have a swimming pool in your place at Cactus Junction?
No, but when I was a kid, Ma used to give me a bath 3 times a day.
Well, she must have been very sanitary.
She sure was. Yes, sir, she figured as long as she's washing the dishes, there's room in the dishpan for me, too.
Oh, come now, Miss Canova, you're pulling my leg.
No, you got your foot caught in the rung of my chair.
Miss Canova, do tell me more. I want to make some notes for my newspaper column.
Well, I remember one day back home in Cactus Junction.
Judy, please.
Mr. Manfield, truth never hurt nobody. You see, Mr. Buckingham, I was really brung up in Cactus Junction. Yes, sir, I'll never forget one day Ma was saying to Pa, she walked over to him and she said, "Son, get up, Pa. Get up, you lazy critter."
Gosh, Ma, I'm plumb tuckered out. I walked clear from the barn this morning.
Why should that order tire you out? It's only a few feet.
I know, Ma, but the wind was against me.
Come on now, Pa, get up.
Oh, all right.
Hey, look out, Pa.
Ouch. I hit my crazy bone.
Well, if you comb your hair right, maybe it won't show. How's your breakfast, Pa?
What's a tray for, Ma?
Oh, I'll tell you, the receipt, he says, if you want to be proper, soup had ought to be served on a tray.
Do I get a spoon or do I have to lap it up?
Hey, look here, Pa. I'll bake you something special. It's a dish called Lady Fingers.
Lady Fingers? What's them lumps in the middle?
Knuckles.
Say, what's our Willie doing here? Why ain't he in school?
Willie's a-putting on his shoes, Pa.
Shoes? What for?
It's his turn to kick the teacher.
Oh, I guess that's why he's smiling.
Oh, he ain't a-smiling. I gave him a banana and he's got it in his mouth sideways. Hey, look, Pa, here comes Judy's dumb boyfriend, Lukey, up on the porch. Howdy, Luke.
Howdy, folks. Dan, did you hear?
Lukey, what's all the first about?
Well, we just had twins over at our house, but Pa asked us to keep it quiet.
What for?
He wants it to be a surprise to Ma.
What you got in that package, Lukey?
Oh, well, Pa asked me to buy some diapers for the twins. Gosh, they was a dollar and a half and 5 cents for tax.
They won?
Well, yeah. But you see, we ain't gonna use the tacks, we'll use safety pins.
Lukey, how did you get to be so stupid?
Oh, I just let nature take its course.
Now, Paul, don't be so criticizing the Luke.
Well, I'm just a young fella trying to get ahead.
Well, if you ever get one with brains.
Hey, Luke.
Well?
Did your pa pass out cigars on account of the new baby?
Pass out cigars?
Yeah, Lukey, why didn't your pa get some white owls?
Oh, shucks, I think Ma'd rather have the baby. Well, if you folks will excuse me, I'm going in t'other room and court Judy. By dingy-dongies, I sure do love that there girl.
Well, Pa, unless you and me get the charges done,
yeah.
I'll give Grandpa a good spraying and you put the goat up on the hill. Downwind. Getting so a body never gets no rest.
Hey, Mr. Buckingham, that's the real true story of my family background.
Then you've been lying to me about living in England. Me, a London newspaper correspondent.
Judy, now you've ruined everything.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry about it. Mr. Buckingham, would you like a cup of tea and spoon?
No, I'd rather have a saucer of tea and blow. Oh, gracious, my indigestion's kicking up again.
Well, I'll get you a sodium tablet.
Never mind, I took two already. Your man Pedro gave them to me. They tasted rather queer. By Jove, I do feel odd.
Good heavens, man, you've taken sodium pentothal. From now on, you'll tell nothing but the truth.
Well, the truth never hurt me in Liverpool, the place where I was born. Liverpool, Arkansas. Oh, dear, what have I said?
Hey, you were born in Liverpool, Arkansas?
Well, I sure was. And by giving it on it, I sure do love that airplane.
Hello, everybody, hello. Halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So,
halo,
everybody, halo.
Use Halo shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. Yes, soaping your hair with even finest liquid or cream shampoos hides its natural luster with dulling soap film. But Halo contains no soap. Made with a new patented ingredient, Halo cannot be dulling film. Halo reveals the true color and brilliance of your hair the very first time you use it. Leaves it shimmering with glorious natural highlights. And even in hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo carries away loose dandruff and dirt like magic. Needs no lemon or vinegar rinse. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Say hello to Halo Shampoo. Goodbye to dulling soap film. Get Halo at any cosmetic counter. And remember, soaping dulls hair, Halo glorifies it.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo Shampoo, Halo.
Folks, tomorrow is Mother's Day, and I'd like to sing a song and dedicate it to my dear mother and to all the mothers of the world.
There's an old-time melody I heard long ago. Mother called it the Rosary. Sang it soft and low, without any rhyme, without any prose. I even forget how the melody goes. But 10 baby fingers and 10 baby toes, she'd watch them by the setting sun. And when her daily work was done, she'd count them each and every one. That was my mother's rosary.
The hours I spent with thee, dear heart, were as a string of pearls to me. I count them over every one apart. My rosary, my rosary.
But 10 baby fingers and 10 baby toes, watch them by the setting sun, and when her daily work was done, she'd count them each and every one. That was my mother's role.
Judy Canova Show is written by Fred Fox and Henry Hoople with John Ward, and is produced and directed by Joe Ryan. This is Howard Petrie, asking you to use Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair, and the new 1948 Super Suds with extra suds for extra whiteness. Ladies and gentlemen, the Marshall Plan is now in operation, but vast as it is, it cannot do a complete job. It cannot provide the day-after-day food and medical care vitally needed by millions of children suffering the effects of war. Send your contribution now to your local Crusade for Children headquarters or Crusade for Children, New York. Now, here's Judy.
Sorry, we're a little late tonight, folks. Good night. Good night, Mother.
Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. No other toothpaste cleans teeth better. Colgate's cleans teeth thoroughly, safely, reveals natural sparkle and beauty. And scientific tests prove that in 7 out of 10 cases, Colgate Dental Cream instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. See if you don't agree with the millions who have made Colgate America's favorite toothpaste. After you eat and before every date, use Colgate Dental Cream to clean your breath while you clean your teeth.
Stay tuned to Kay Kaiser with his Comedy of Errors and the College of Musical Knowledge, which follows immediately.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.